Om Shanti. Already in Madhuban just about a day and a bit, and I've managed to catch the fruit of the season. Flu, cold, whatever it is, cough, cold, but also I'm thoroughly absorbed in Madhuban atmosphere. It's a beautiful feeling that the world out there is maybe there, maybe not there, it doesn't really matter. Is that right? But we're here in Baba's lap. And even when you live in a center, yet still Madhuban offers a very, very special experience, because there too you have to deal with many of the things of the world out there. And here it's just you and Baba and the family. And so really it's beautiful to be absorbed into Madhuban atmosphere. Yesterday I have a question. I've actually got a series of questions, okay? First question, who felt that Baba was talking to them personally? I felt that Baba was talking to me and answering various questions that I had, but I could also feel Baba was talking to each one of us who had the fortune of being there in front of Baba, but also I'm sure everyone who tuned in from the Brahman family must have felt absolutely the same. Second question. When Baba spoke about you are the jewels of contentment, because Baba's starting point is not a teaching, Baba's starting point is a very, very elevated vision. And so Baba started by saying, you are the jewels of contentment, and that's who Baba is seeing. Who felt that they are a jewel of contentment? Not as many hands as went up before. Okay, I'll rephrase that question. Who feels that Baba is seeing your future form and is talking to you when Baba looks at you with that very, very elevated vision? I could have predicted the answers, but I wanted to highlight them and make you aware of them also. You know how it is when we get one of those little blessings, and in the blessing card you have a question. Is the blessing talking to me as I am now, or is the blessing telling me what it is I need to do, right? And of course it's both. And somebody where I was recently said that they're a little bit like tarot cards, that they're a prediction, that, and everybody gets the right prediction. But Baba's Murali is in that same way, that Baba is seeing the most elevated aspect of each and every soul. And so Baba is talking to you in that awareness. It's not that you're not a jewel of contentment. You are a jewel of contentment, but you've forgotten it. And so Baba, the very sweet, loving mother, is reminding you of that. This is who you really are. I feel as if Baba's Muralis currently, now I'm not talking about the revision course Muralis, because I have a different perspective on that, which if I don't touch on it now, I'm sure over the next few days it'll come up. But certainly, the current Muralis, whether it was Baba talking about the carefree empress or Baba talking about the jewels of contentment. And of course it's very noticeable that Baba's muralis are much, much shorter than they've ever been. But also yesterday was a little bit longer. It felt as if Baba didn't want to leave the children. And so Baba was prolonging things. And it feels as if Baba's muralis are a very beautiful blessing from the Satguru. And in Bharat, they always say that the first guru is the mother. And so it feels like it's a combination of the Satguru giving us a blessing, but also the Supreme Mother, gently reminding us the first teacher for the child, the mother who teaches with an enormous amount of love. The teacher will give it to you and let you sort it out. But the mother will cradle you in her arms and teach you with an enormous amount of love. So definitely it was the murli of the mother, the guru. This is who you are. Child, you've forgotten, but Baba's reminding you of that. It's very interesting that in certain languages, Baba means the father, and not just in Hindi. Hindi it is, but also in other languages too. But Ba in India, and in some of the languages of India, Gujarati especially, Ba is the mother. And so the double mother. Ba, ba. And so yes, the father of course, but also the mother. And so the mother first raised our consciousness to be able to feel what it's like to have the jewel radiate those rays of the powers. And then of course Baba went into the nitty-gritty of what happens when you are the jewel of contentment. And Baba kept asking for feedback. You've seen the success when you are the jewel of contentment. Haven't you seen it? And when you forget it, then of course things are not quite as they should be. And of course the first step, let me be able to cultivate contentment within myself. And it is a process of cultivation, because early morning you're with Baba and you feel great. And the murli also gives you lots of nourishment and you feel, yes, it's good. And then through the day, somehow it evaporates. And so through the day, Baba reminding us, you have to cultivate it. It's your awareness, your reminder to yourself, and your connection with Baba. And through that, again, you bring yourself back to that point of contentment, which is a point of stability. And if I don't create that state of contentment in a conscious way every single day, then instability, circumstances, people, their sanskars, my sanskars, the body, nature. I was talking about prakriti, nature, and it refers to both the elements of this as well as the elements out there. I came to Madhuban for two reasons. In November, November the 30th, I was in Doha, so that's just a couple of hours flight away. And now I was in Karachi, which is, again, to Ahmedabad is just literally a couple of hours flight away. So I took that as an excuse to hop in. But my plan for coming to Madhubanin for the 30th of November was the same as yesterday, that I'd arrive on the day because there were lots of things to be done there. And then suddenly I got a call, and it was a message, Madhubanin to London, London to Doha, because I was in programs for several hours. So late at night I got a call that Daddy's had 25 stitches put into her head. And anyway, so I decided it was worth coming and leaving the programs to the others who were there. And there was a great group there, and they all said to me, go, go, go. So they encouraged me. I arrived in Ahmedabad in the afternoon, the day after she'd had her fall. And she's laughing and smiling and talking to the doctor and telling the doctor, well, this has just happened so that I could come to Ahmedabad to serve you all. Now that really is the state of being a jewel of contentment. No matter what happens to Prakriti, to matter, to nature. A beautiful example. And in fact, today I was with Shashi Ben. When I came in that time, first I was with Dadi in Ahmedabad, then Shantivan, and a quick visit up and down and back to Doha because they had programs. In fact, I left the same night that Baba had come. I've never done that before, but at that point I had a commitment, so I left immediately after. So I didn't meet Shashi Ben at all at that point. And this time I went to Pandit Bhavan today, so Shashi Ben had a few things to share. And just by the way, she said to me, this is where Daddy had fallen, and her head had missed a piece of furniture which was hard, hard wood. And she missed that by a fraction. And on the other side, again, she missed the other piece of furniture by a fraction. And she said she'd been around at the time, so she said that there's Daddy, and everybody's telling her, you know, the blood is flowing, you have to go to hospital. And she's chatting away. And then in the hospital, they're putting stitches, and she's asking, who's the doctor who's doing this? I want to give him drishti. Then she's asking Praveena, have you brought the toli? So it wasn't even within 24 hours, it was instant, instant. Just service. Baba, of course, and service. And that's one example, but with every dadi we see this amazing example of the jewel of contentment. And some of you will remember, I don't know who was around, but Dadi Kumarka used to get very severe backache. And at this point, after putting all the hot water bottles and the belts around her waist and everything, after a couple of days it still wasn't okay. So she was in Global Hospital. And in Global Hospital, you know, on the first floor, they'd made a seating arrangement for her just on top of the stairs, just where there's that big space. And it must have been a few hundred double foreigners who came up to see her. And she could scarcely walk. She managed to walk, and she sat herself down, and surrounded by cushions and lots of love. And all the double foreigners came, and she gave drishti, which was magnetic drishti, and lifted us all up with her. And of course, her beautiful smile and a class. And she had wanted to meet everybody, because she knew people come, people go. And that was when the doctors were telling her that, you know, Daddy, you need to be flat, you need to rest. But she'd insisted, and so the jewel of contentment, well, Daddy's name, the jewel of light. But as I say, it's not just one Daddy. I've talked about two Daddies, Daddy Gulzar, some of you met her in Ahmedabad maybe when she was out of action. No, I think this is another group. But anyway, conquest of the body. Just stability in that light that's shining and radiating all the powers. Because be content, staying very close to Baba and experiencing all benefit from Baba. Which is what Baba said. How does contentment come? It's when you know that you've experienced all attainments. What more is there? And so again, in fact, today, further clarification. In that state of contentment, no desires. And what is it that causes upheaval? I want. Even if it's service, I want. Now, if it's service, it's up to the one above. He wants it to happen. And if I'm ready as an instrument, it'll happen. And it doesn't have to happen through me. It can happen through 1,000 others. And so long as it's happening, I can keep smiling. Doesn't matter who or what or when. God's work is accomplished. It's fixed in the drama. Satyug has to come. Today Baba said, I'm here to establish the religion of truth. And so Baba's work is fixed in the drama. And yes, if I can take benefit from Baba, that's my fortune. If I can give benefit to others, again, my fortune. But no thought of I want. No thought of I, but definitely no want, whatever it may be. And so to be the jewel of contentment means to have total stability. And just think about what's going on in the world out there. You're protected, and probably you don't read newspapers, and I hope you're not reading the news on your iPads and all the gadgets that technology has given. But it's a lot of darkness out there. And so here we are protected, easy to feel stable, but to be so stable, to have such a deep sanskar of contentment, that you carry this sanskar out there so that you're able to make others the jewel of contentment. One of the themes that was running through Baba's Murli, the second theme was this. You be the jewel of contentment, but also your task through your stage, not by pointing a finger, why are you discontent? But through your stage to inspire others to also feel the attainments from Baba and come to that stage of contentment too. And so contentment, of course, the main thread. But the other thing, and it was really homework, Baba checking up on the homework from last season. Does Baba ever forget? I have to say that in September, I was very aware, and Dadi Janki in her classes was also counting. It's now however many 35 days before Baba comes. It was those sorts of classes we were getting. Have you done your homework? So she was reminding us. And then as it happened, drama had another scene, which was beautiful, because I had the fortune of being here then. And it was very beautiful because it was a totally avyakt experience. And I think for 99%, no waste thoughts. But the homework I'd been thinking about for October had been, Baba is surely going to ask us the question, you made a promise at the end of the season, we're going to conquer waste thoughts. Because everybody in that hall, and it must have been thousands and thousands, maybe 25, 30,000 at that point, and everybody put up their hands, yes, and 6 months' time we'll have conquered waste thoughts. And it was very much in my mind, what if Baba asks, did you pass the homework? And my perception was that not many people had passed that homework. But according to drama, that scene went, and I wasn't expecting Baba to remind us of the other part of the homework. And of course, Baba loves surprises. And maybe because we were expecting that homework, that question was never asked. But this time, I wasn't expecting Baba to bring up the homework. And it was this, that we're going to be free from obstacles and help others in our center be the same. And of course, then Baba taking it even further, the whole zone, the whole area, and in terms abroad, the whole region. That's a big job, you know. For me to say I'm free from obstacles and I'm content, then the next question, is everybody around you content? Now that's a slippery one. But then, Baba wanting us all to take responsibility for the whole region. Goodness gracious. But if you put it into the context of, Baba's asked us to take, Baba used the word contract at one point last season. You have taken up the contract to create heaven on earth. And so when Baba says, will you take up the contract for building heaven on earth? Yes, 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 Baba, we will do it. And so compared to that, it's a very little thing. Take responsibility that there are no obstacles in your region. So just look at the difference. Heaven on earth and just one region and no obstacles. So what's the big deal? So it's actually not a big deal. And so Baba has that big, big vision. And Baba keeps sharing that with us. You're responsible for yourself, first and foremost. But also, when you become a Brahmin and say to Baba, I'm going to help you in your task, you're also taking responsibility for the big, big task. And in fact, what happens is, if you focus on just a little task, it's easy to get tunnel vision. But if you actually focus on the big task, your vision is a big one, a broad one. And then you see that this thing, it's all not such big things, especially since it's his task anyway. And okay, I can be an instrument in whatever it is that's here. So we can all contribute and help Baba in creating a state in which our region, if not the whole world, our region is free from obstacles. But Baba's point actually, why did Baba talk about the state of being free from obstacles, linking it first to the self? First make yourself free from obstacles, then you can do the work. And connecting it with the jewel of contentment. When you begin to look at Baba's Muralis, then you see the beautiful flow in which Baba speaks. First, elevating our consciousness and reminding us who we are. Then explaining the connection of me and others. And then moving on to things that are very visible. Obstacles. Obstacles become very visible when they happen. And then sometimes we understand the whole story of inside out. Remember that story? Whatever is inside is being reflected outside. So if in my personal situation I'm dealing with obstacles, why? And where Baba talked about the jewel of contentment, and where I understand that desires are actually creating the discontent within me, take it a step further inside. Why is it that desires are still there? And you'll see that it's the I, the my, ego, that's actually come in. It's ego that's creating desires and not allowing me to experience that Baba's given me everything and more. I remember one year there was a person coming to Madhuban for the first time, and I said to this person, Madhuban will fulfill all your dreams and even more than you had dreamt. And after a beautiful stay in Madhuban, this person came back and said, I didn't know whether to believe you when you said this to me, because I couldn't imagine how a place could fulfill all my dreams and more. And I have to say, you were right. And he was very apologetic, because he was acknowledging that he hadn't believed me. And I said, no problem, it's fine. You don't have to apologize. You have to have the experience to know. And so, the same thing now. Baba mentioned it yesterday. You made the effort to come to Madhuban. And yes, the double foreigners have had their retreats, they've had their programs, they've had lots of things. But personally, individually, Gyan, Yoga, Attentional Dharana, and then Inspiration for Seva, seeing the Madhuban Nivasis and the way the machinery works seamlessly in Madhuban. How does all the food get cooked? How do all the transport arrangements happen? How does all the accommodation happen? I mean, here you're a handful compared to the numbers you've seen downstairs yesterday. Did you take a look behind you in the hall? And you would have seen multi thousands. And if there was a little twinge of discontent, why am I not sitting in the first row, the second row, the third row, or the fourth row? Why am I sitting in the fifth row or the tenth row? If you've taken a look behind you, yes, there's a few hundred in front of you, but there's 20,000 behind you. And so you're still very fortunate. But this is the thing that the inspiration to serve and the awareness of how much is happening in Madhuban and how much I take from Madhuban is my own personal attention. It's all there. Now it's up to me to take advantage of every moment by using it in the right way. And that's my responsibility. So my point about contentment, and Baba has given us more than we could ever imagine and ever had dreamt of. And it's all there, waiting for me, waiting for me. I just have to keep this apron open so that it can take, empty, so that it's not filled with past rubbish. I have to do the clean out and keep it open, but also I have to check that there's no holes there. Are there holes in this apron of mine? And Baba's spoken about that, Daddy's spoken about that. Doubts. Doubt in the self, doubt in Baba, doubt in doubt in drama, doubt in my family. And so a little hole comes in, and if I don't put it right immediately, you know what happens to holes? Maybe some of you have never worn an apron. so you don't know about holes in aprons. But most of you wear socks, right? I've seen a few people who are very hardy managing without socks in this cold, and I felt cold for them. But you know what happens when you get a little tiny hole in your sock? They say, it's okay, it's only little. And the next thing you notice is that it's become a little bit bigger. And next, well, you know the story. And then by the time it's grown so big that nobody can even repair it, then you have to throw it away. Well, you can't throw away your intellect, can you? But yes, if you keep letting the hole get bigger and bigger and bigger, what happens? Okay, so check. No doubts, faith, so that the apron is intact. The gift of the divine intellect that Baba has given. And then my job, to clean it. To clean it every day. And how do I do that? And all this is connected with my state of contentment. I have to make sure that there aren't thoughts of criticism. Criticism leads to doubts. Just appreciating the goodness of my family. And if I think about myself, I know I'm still making effort after more years than I want to mention. And so each one an effort maker. It's taken me this period of time, so long, however long it is, it's taken time. And so everybody an effort maker, an effort maker. Those who Baba calls the dadis, you can see them. But even there, Baba keeps saying, and again it came yesterday, follow the father. And a few days ago, Baba said, categorically, don't see sister, don't see brother, follow the father. You see sister and brother, you're impressed, fail. Because then you'll see something that knocks them off the pedestal, and then they'll create a doubt. And so don't see sister and brother, even if they're good, great, take their virtues, but don't be impressed. And the other side, don't see their weaknesses, first see yourself. And then the question comes, do I have a right to think about the weaknesses of others? And of course the problem, the thought comes and you let thought stay, you nurture it, you give it space, then it's out in words. And not only have I allowed my intellect to have a hole, but I've now created a hole in the intellect of somebody else also. And so the burden of that comes on me too. So keeping the intellect clean, so that there's no negative thoughts of criticism about others, no weaknesses seen in others, but just the goodness. It's for my safety. Somebody once said to Dadi, but I don't see anything worthy to give them respect. Why should I give them respect? And Dadi's answer, you're not giving them respect for their sake. You're giving them respect for your sake. It's your protection to give respect. And it's your sanskar of being able to give respect that you have to carry through into Satyug. We're creating Satyug, remember? What will be the sanskars there? Love and respect, absolutely. And so if I don't carry the sanskar of respect, whether they're worthy of it in my eyes or not, and my eyes are jaundiced anyway, so never mind. But it's my effort to keep moving in the right direction to be able to give respect and to be able to see goodness. So where the intellect is divine. I'm holding the gift of the divine intellect that Baba has given me. Appreciation of knowledge, the jewels that Baba is giving every day. Appreciation of Baba, appreciation of the family, and contentment. Absolute contentment. Where could there be a place like Madhuban anywhere else on earth? And yes, Baba's told us to create models of Madhuban. So we've tried to. But dealing with 60 people at a retreat center, or even a couple of hundred students at a big center, and most centers it's not that number, and creating the right atmosphere with them is completely different to the story of the big family and the big home of Madhuban. So we learn about contentment here in a big way. And then appreciation, so that then contentment can stay with me. And all the time, the big lesson for Baba's children to be a yogi, ego, body consciousness keeps creeping up in little silent ways, and it'll stay till the end. And until I'm completely soul conscious and achieved my karmatit stage, it's going to find different ways to manifest. Let me accept that from the outset. You know, they say the better you know your enemy, the more guarantee there is of victory. And if you don't know your enemy, that's where the enemy is going to strike, because you're ignorant. I won't say innocent. But Baba's Muralis tell us about our enemy, Maya. And again, Baba's mantra, have the faith that you are a soul. Faith. Let me believe it. Let me experience it and reinforce that faith. And then, along the way, I'm dealing with that lurking enemy that's there. Because it's been there for a few thousand years, it's not going to go away overnight. Yes, Jivan Mukti in a second, I realize, click, I can understand. But then, today, Baba is saying, to stabilize your stage takes constant attention, constant effort, and it takes time. And it doesn't necessarily mean time in terms of years, but attention and effort. Even if it's your first time in Madhuban, it's okay. Baba still gives the opportunity of last go fast, but I need that attention. So, discontent, and the effect of that, all the negative traits come out. If it's true, and I believe Baba, when Baba said yesterday, if there's contentment, all the powers come. And Baba spoke further down the line about the power of tolerance. And it's very interesting. What the world outside is lacking is tolerance capacity in a big way. But also, within the Brahmin family, intolerance comes in all sorts of ways. And so intolerance, and that disturbs the atmosphere. It's shaken me. I become upset about something, someone, I can't tolerate it, so I get disturbed and then discontent. And then, when I'm intolerant, what happens? Irritation. The next step along that little ladder is irritation. And if I allow irritation to continue, it gets to be anger. And bang. One moment of anger, and I've lost my stage. and are going to have to give it a lot of time and attention to repair it once more. But also, I've spoiled the atmosphere. But also, the impact that anger has on others, they won't forget it. They'll be very wary of you. They won't come close to you and have a good relationship with you. They'll be scared. I don't want to trigger that anger. And so Babaji said, many years ago in a Sakar Murali, people remember an episode of anger for around 6 months. And it takes 6 months good behavior to remove that image and that memory of your anger from the hearts of others. That's a long time to have to carry that burden. But you can see why Baba connected contentment and being free from obstacles, and the opposite, discontent, and you're inviting all the obstacles. Many years ago, while Daddy was living in London, there'd be various interviews she'd have with different journalists. And one particular journalist had asked her the question, and they were new to us, they didn't know us, and so, you know, the establishment of your organization, the work of the organization, all of these questions. And then a very interesting question that I'd never heard anybody ask Daddy before, or actually even since. And the question was, what obstacles do you see ahead of you in terms of the work that's developing of your organization? And if it had been me, I'd probably have said, I've learned since then, but at that time, I'd probably have said public opinion or the perception that people have of us, something like that. And Daddy said, it's the challenges that we're facing internally. And one of them is to be able to maintain harmony, and the other one is to be able to maintain accuracy in our yogi disciplines. I was very surprised that instead of thinking about obstacles from outside, she was actually going very deep and telling the stranger, who was a journalist, about the obstacles within. And the woman was very appreciative that Daddy had been so honest. And of course, it's absolutely true. Our yoga power is going to enable us to conquer whatever obstacles come from outside. Yoga power and unity, these two things. Personally, my yoga power, but collectively, our unity. And so this is why Baba was emphasizing so much about removing our obstacles, but removing obstacles collectively. A center, a country, many countries, a region, the world. Because that is our biggest challenge. It's not what other people say and do. It's us. That's interesting, isn't it? But, of course, Daddy's years of experience already at that point. But I think that this is why Baba's saying, be the ones who can remove all obstacles. So that then, you can face the world outside together. No obstacles, clean. Come check us out. Everything's fine. Everything is as we say it is. Because the biggest challenge that comes is when we say something and people come to check it out and they realize that, well, it's actually something else. And to be quite honest, when people come to check us out today, can they actually say that yes, everything is the way we say it is? Well, Baba's telling us that it isn't yet. Baba told us, no center has given me the report that they're obstacle-free. And so Baba puts it very sweetly, very gently. He doesn't say, you guys are full of obstacles. So, it's the sweet mother again. The mother wanting to teach us and absolutely sharing truth, not camouflaging anything, but putting it across to us in such a beautiful way that our heart can accept it instead of, you know, the finger wagging and the harshness and that tone, and then you reject. Even if there's truth, but it's said with harshness, nobody can accept it. But truth, a clear mirror, and yes, the heart will accept it completely. Okay, let's stop a few minutes for traffic control. People at the back probably didn't hear that, but the connection between contentment and happiness, and how many people say, I want to be happy in my Brahman life, but not many say, I want to be content. Contentment is a foundation. It's a very deep thing that's inside. And it's the foundation that then leads not only to the development of all the powers that Baba mentioned. A simple example, Baba talked about tolerance. When I'm content, people do things, say things, and I say, it's okay, never mind. I'm discontent, and they say something. Why did you say it? You know? So you can see, absolutely, intolerance springs from discontent. And in contentment, not just tolerance, but I won't go into the detail, but all the other powers also. Homework for all of you to reflect on it and work out the connection. Because when you see things clearly, then you start following them in your life. You're practicing them then. If you don't see the connection, go and practice it. Similarly, contentment and all the other qualities and virtues, and happiness, one of the qualities, one of the virtues. And if I'm not content, you can do 1,000 things to try and make me happy. And I'll smile for a moment, but then it'll be gone. But I'm content, and even just seeing little things, beautiful decorations, somebody did all that work to put up all of this. Somebody made sure that the tablecloth on this table was clean. You know, it gives you a feeling of upliftment. It gives you great happiness that others care, others bother. So I'm just commenting on a few things, but think about what happens in your own home or in your own center. And where there isn't appreciation, how can there be happiness? And so creating contentment, whatever others are doing or not doing, nothing to do with them. Happiness, we'll always feel that it's something somebody did or something somebody said. But contentment is me and Baba, that's it. Nothing to do with anything external. And if I'm able to cultivate it and strengthen it, then yes, I'll always be happy, no matter what. We had a program, and it was called Feeling Great. And then a couple of other people as part of the team looked at that title again, and they said, Feeling Great, no matter what. Magic. We had full house. So many people came to that program, and till today we get beautiful feedback from it. And that was some years ago. But it was no matter what that made the trick. It wasn't just a feeling great, because everybody can feel great for a moment, but no matter what, that was a trick. And again here, Baba was saying, contentment, no matter what. And if there is contentment, then yes, I can be happy with little things. Nobody needs to bring me a dozen roses to make me happy. But little things can make me happy. But happiness, yes, it's more superficial. Where daddy's often taken classes on how there's pleasure and then there's pain. There's an opposite. There's happiness and then there's sorrow. There's a contrast. But contentment can actually lead me to a state of bliss. And there's no contrast to bliss. And so happiness is fine, but I need to create that state of anchor, stability, contentment, and move beyond the fluctuation of happiness and sorrow to that state in which it's bliss. And without contentment, there can't be bliss. Even the feeling of love. One moment there's love, and the next moment it's a little bit challenging, and then it gets worse and worse. But I'm content. Then, yes, love is a very inclusive thing. It's not exclusive. But the contentment will create that feeling of love for all. Without the contentment, there won't be love for everyone. And the dadis, again, whoever they meet, there's a feeling of pure love that flows from them. Baba has created not just one Brahma Baba, but many dadis. Again, to show us that humans, for Brahma Baba, we'll always say, oh, but that was God's instrument, God's chariot. But the dadis, human beings like you and me, and yet I quote them because that's the stage we can achieve also. So, good question, thank you. Just coming back to the Murali, a few other things that I want to comment on. Do you feel that Baba gives extra attention to the double foreigners? Yes? Definitely. The dadis give extra attention to the double foreigners also. And there's good reason. Service abroad only started much later than Bharat. So that's one reason for giving extra attention. But Baba also knows, and everybody knows, and Baba's commented on it, you had to cross the different curtains. Baba doesn't call it barriers. You had to go through the barrier of cultures, for some the barrier of language, for some the barrier of religion. So you had to go through all those different curtains to be able to recognize Baba. And you made it. And that's what's brought you here. So Baba sees your extra effort in coming here, never mind the travel, but even just becoming a Brahmin and then getting here is another story. But Baba then expects us, having received double love, what's Baba expecting? Double effort. You forgot. And Baba said, don't even use the word double foreigners anymore. Use the word double effort makers. And Baba let us off lightly last night, because in past Muralis, Baba's been saying double intense effort makers. And maybe you thought you'd get a bit scared with this word intense, because sometimes I've found that people get a bit scared of this word intense. They say, I can't do anything intense, it's too much. It has to be light and easy and soft and sweet. So yesterday Baba just said, double effort maker without the intense bit. I was waiting for that to come out, but it didn't. So double effort. But the beautiful thing, Baba said, Baba's pleased with us. Did that give you a warm glow inside your heart? Clap yourself. Clap that Baba's praising you. And so, yes, definitely. Baba loves us, and loves us specially. And then, when there's a child that's specially loved, the child has to live up to those expectations and fulfill that. And so Baba loves us, but we have to give Baba the return of that extra love, extra sustenance. Just one simple practical example. Bharatvasis come and they all stay downstairs. Nobody stays upstairs. There's not enough space. And they only come for 5 days. And how long have you stayed for? Don't tell me, I know. But 3 times the amount, most of us. So that's the sort of sustenance we get. And we get the opportunity to be on top of the mountain. The first complex, the second complex, both are here. Downstairs, it's a huge, huge gathering. And we get lost there. And here, Baba's able to give us special attention for everything. So double effort makers, that has to be the return that we give Baba for this. And then the last thing I want to mention, lots of things that I haven't covered, but I've shared the things that have touched me deeply. But the last thing I want to mention is Baba talking about Delhi. And you know where your capital is going to be next birth? Not London, not Paris, not... I've even forgotten the name of the capital of South Africa now. It's not Johannesburg, is it? Pretoria. So, wherever it is. But Baba's not talking about that. The capital will be... Baristan. It won't be called Delhi, but the location will be Delhi. But it'll be called Baristan, the land of angels. And it'll be by the sweet waters. A beautiful description the other day in the Murali. Right? Your capital will be by the sweet waters. The waters of the Jamna River are not very sweet, I have to tell you. But in Satyug, transformation, and it'll be the sweet waters. And so, a beautiful reminder. Delhi, of course, they're doing what they have to do. But a reminder to us that that will be our capital. That will be the place where we come to. So, just take the 2 things from Baba's Murali. The blessing of being the jewel of contentment. And Baba's special, special guarantee of help. If you have the determined thought, Baba's love, Baba's power, Baba's help is there for you. A beautiful blessing for Amrit Vela for the whole of the year. This morning when I sat for Amrit Vela, I thought, Baba, I'm going to keep you to your commitment. But I have to keep my part of the commitment, determined thought. And the second, to be able to give Baba the report. I am obstacle free. The center is obstacle free. The country and the region and the world is also becoming obstacle free. Then we can remove the obstacles of the world to be the embodiment of solution. So if you carry away even just those headlines, transformation will happen very fast. More proof, if you needed it, of Daddy Janki's love for you. She sent me up. She didn't let me stay down. And also she asked me to stay as much as I could, moving out all the other things that are there, the little things. Then the big thing is on the 7th, 8th, so I have to leave here on the 6th. But I'll be here till the 6th. I was supposed to go tomorrow, but she's keeping me here till the 6th. And also, she sent up Tolly. She sent up special Tolly for all of you. So, let's have a moment of silence. And then, I don't know how the Tolly is organized. Probably best is if you all come up from here and leave from here. Yeah? But a couple of minutes of silence. I'll share a few thoughts. Remembering that the things from last night. I feel that contentment within. And in this awareness, the soul shines, and the light of contentment radiates out, transforming others, transforming the atmosphere, so that others also become content. And as I deepen the state of contentment, there are no obstacles. They've melted away. And others also feel the same. And their obstacles melt away. And together we transform the world and create a world where there's only truth, purity, love and joy. Holding this awareness, I come back and ensure the jewel keeps shining. Om Shanti.